Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano OP, the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. It is the 25th Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle A.
The generosity of God is mysterious. What God grants us, what graces we receive, what graces we do not receive from the Lord is mysterious. How many times in our faithful lives have we received hidden blessings or an act of providential care, and only long after did we understand how God was working in our lives? It's mysterious. The generosity of God is mysterious. In today's first reading in the Gospel, we are taught again this very thing, that the generosity of God is mysterious. Our readings from the prophet Isaiah and the Gospel of Matthew speak to this very thing. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what kind of family you came out of, your race, your gender, your orientation, no matter what college you went to, no matter how many degrees or how your last name, no matter your trade, your occupation, come to the Lord. For the Lord works with and for all. That the Lord's ways are high above our ways. That his thoughts are far higher than our thoughts. That the providence of God transcends any of our thoughts and desires. Further, we have this reading from Matthew. This overtly generous landowner going to the square 5 times that day to get workers for his vineyard. 5 times this man went into the square to search for laborers in his field. And no matter how much they worked, whether it be an hour, a half a day, the entire day long, the landowner was needlessly generous with his time and his money. He knew the needs of those around him. He knew that his community was starving for work and food. But mysteriously and generously, this man gave of what he had and paid a full day's work to all who had worked for him. No matter how much they worked, he paid them all generously and without regret. The generosity of God is mysterious. The Lord is overtly and wonderfully generous to everyone he calls his own. No matter who you are, no matter how much you can work, no matter your background, no matter your baggage, you're welcome into the body of Christ. You are always welcome to the altar of the living God, and as beautiful as it is, the generosity of God is mysterious. In our second reading, though, we get a bit of a shock, a little bit of a twist. We've heard this line from Paul all the time, but how many times have we truly pondered it? How many times have we ever taken to ourselves the line, "For me, life is Christ, and death is gain"? For me, life is Christ, death is gain. Paul is pretty blunt here. I would rather be dead and long forgotten, he says, as long as it means that I am with the Lord. Life is nothing to me, he says, unless I am in the presence of my God. Paul has given everything to the church, everything to his God, and to be rewarded to see the face of the God of heaven is more than enough. For me, life is Christ and death is gain. For me, he says, I've given everything to Christ, and to be with my God is all that I ask. It's a bold conviction for any of us. How many of us can honestly and sincerely say that we would rather give up our work, our positions, our possessions, our statuses, so that we can see the face of God? How generous are we towards God, really? In other words, the generosity of God is mysterious, but should not be. There's a section of the liturgy of the Eucharist that oftentimes gets overlooked. It's a smaller part of the Mass, granted, but you can make a pretty strong argument that it's one of the more important ones. It's a place where we are asked to offer our prayers and petitions, and indeed our very lives, to God in a very substantial way. It's the offertory rite. It happens after we pray the prayers of the faithful. It's going to happen in a few seconds. It begins with the procession of the gifts of bread and wine and ends after the priest prays a short prayer of thanksgiving over the bread and wine itself. We've all seen this, right? In other parishes, this is the part of the Mass where the ushers distribute baskets throughout the congregation. It's where our children oftentimes drop in their dollars that their parents give them. It happens commonly enough. And we remember where the collection goes in regular parishes, right? It goes at the foot of the altar, oftentimes. The foot of the altar as a symbol of our offering along with the bread and wine. However, what many don't remember is that thousands of years ago, bread, wine, cash wasn't the only thing that was offered. What also was offered was grain from the field, fruits, vegetables, sometimes cash. And there are a couple stories about some cattle being offered during the offertory rite. So during the week, the deacons would redistribute the goods that they received from the liturgy and to the poorest of the poor within the community. So these gifts, the bread, the wine, the grain, the cattle, are true sacrifice from the community for the glory of God, for the good of the community as well. These gifts that were offered to God and His church were not mere pittance that were tossed in some vacuous hole somewhere. These offerings were honest-to-goodness sacrifices that enfleshes what Paul teaches us, for me, Christ, life is Christ, and death is gain. But little that the early church, what the early Christians had, they all knew that was from God. And they did all, and all they did was to try to be as generous to God as God was to them. The generosity of God is mysterious, but our generosity should not be. So when we witness this part of the liturgy, this little part, when we're singing and seeing the bread and wine offered to God, are we being generous? Are we saying to God, as Paul did, for me, Christ is life and death is gain? Are we truly offering to God our very lives? What are we offering to God during that moment? The good as well as the bad. Are we bringing our sores and sorrows from our week? Sour lab experiments, pages of results that we oftentimes don't understand. Are we bringing our joys and our little triumphs, our times of laughter, our times with a good friend? Are we bringing the prayers of our families and for all those who are dear to us? Are we spiritually offering our lives as we hear these offering prayers being recited? Let's try a little experiment. It's going to be a call and response sort of thing. I think you know the words. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that this your sacrifice and mine may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. At the last Mass, some people actually stood up. So it was funny. Kind of embarrassing, but still, it was funny. So when we say this, when we have this dialogue, do we actually know what we're saying? Are we enfleshing what we are saying? Do we do what we say? Or are we simply dribbling on? Are we actually offering a sacrifice to God? Whether it be good deeds or money or prayers, when we come to the Eucharistic liturgy, what are we offering to God? The generosity of God is mysterious, but our generosity should not be. There is not one good thing that has not come from the Lord. So how generous are we to the giver of all good things? So my dear friends, as we continue in this Eucharistic liturgy, as we take in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ into our very selves, let us question our generosity. When we gather for meals, when we wake up in the morning, when we go to lab or to the office, when we see a good friend, or even when we see someone that opposes us, let us be generous and thank our God for all the gifts He has given us. Let us offer these prayers, and indeed, let us offer our entire lives, so when we finally see our God face to face, we can say without hesitation, we can say without reservation, "For me, life is Christ, and death is gain."
This edition of Catholic Cardinal Reflections has been sponsored by Antodo 2. The Wizard of Oz as a Spiritual Adventure by our Pastor Director, Father Nathan Castle, OP. For more information, please go to wizardofozspiritualadventure.myevent.com. Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.